Let us bow our heads, open our hearts, and pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all that you have done, whether seen or unseen. We want to thank you for all of your blessings. And in this we pray through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My brothers and sisters, Thanksgiving has come and gone. Some of y'all are still suffering from the terrible effects of that never-ending turkey, that turkey that seems to keep regenerating as you cut a slice from it. You just can't seem to get rid of it. And there's only so many recipes you can make with turkey. Trust me there. But know that a few days ago, we were celebrating Thanksgiving. But now, today as Christians, we're celebrating something else. We're looking towards the eastern sky. We're waiting for the brightest star to appear and show us the birthplace of where baby Jesus will be born. Today is Advent Sunday. It's a season and a time that is observed mostly by Catholics and other denominations such as Lutherans, Methodists, and as I must modestly say, the best of them, that the Anglicans. Come on, we know it's true. Just being humble and modest. The word Advent means coming or the arrival, and that's what's going to happen. We're prepping our hearts, minds, and souls for the birth of our Lord and Savior, the coming of Jesus into the world. And it's a world that's in desperate need of him. Advent is one of our core beliefs as Christians. We as Christians rotate our lives around our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his part in the Trinity and in our lives. We attempt to model our lives around his beliefs, his teachings, and the examples of kindness that he showed during his travel, during his life here in the flesh. Especially the path of his life that led up to that journey to Calvary, where on that faithful day, he did right by the world, by paying the ultimate price so that we could live the lives that we were meant to live, that God wanted us to live. Amen? Unfortunately, most people don't understand what Advent means. In about a month from now, the only thing that most people will think about is giving presents and wishing people Merry Christmas. They'll be smiling at one another, pulling their coats on just a little tighter to keep warm, and just a little earlier in that very morning, they'll be hoping that the car starts and warms up quickly enough so that they can get to church and hear a good sermon, which I'll be doing on that day. So it'll be, maybe, I don't know. We'll see. Unfortunately, Christmas and all of the time that leads up to it is not something that we as Christians should be taking lightly. Advent sometimes gets lost in the bright lights of the commercialized Christmas season, which is sad because it's actually the beginning of our journey into the life of Jesus. Advent season starts today on the fourth Sunday before Christmas and ends with the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus. See, as you drive around town, and what we were just talking about, you'll see Christmas wreaths on people's door. They're actually called Advent wreaths. But we don't want to confuse the people that don't celebrate Advent, so we fall under Christmas or the tone of Christmas. We don't even call it Christmas. They write it as Xmas. The way of, or Happy Holiday. But have you ever looked at the Advent wreath? Do you know what it actually really stands for? what it symbolizes. The wreath in itself, not counting all the accoutrements on it, you know, such as the pine cones and bows and all of that. The wreath being made of evergreen signifies a continuous life. It's in a circle, and the circle doesn't have a beginning and an end. It's circular, and it symbolizes the eternity of God, the immortality of the soul, and the everlasting life that we find in Jesus Christ. If you look at Advent candles, there are four of them, and the four Advent candles represent the 4 weeks of Advent. And every Sunday up until Christmas, one candle is lit. And three of those candles are purple in color. And it has a liturgical meaning behind it. It means and signifies that this is a time of prayer, penance, and sacrifice. Because if you notice, during Lent, the color is purple also. When we should be doing those things, we should be making sacrifices, we should be in prayer. Some people are bold enough to fast, but it's how you want to express yourself to show that we recognize it's not about us. The first candle is purple, and it symbolizes hope. It represents the expectation, or better yet, the hope that is felt as we anticipate the coming of the Messiah, the birth of Jesus. The second candle is also purple, and it represents faith. It is a reminder of Mary and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem, and how through faith they made that trek in order to give birth to the future. The third candle is pink and symbolizes joy. It's pink also like the purple because it has a liturgical meaning, and pink means joy. It's also, the third Sunday of Advent is also called Gaudet Sunday. Gaudet means to rejoice. And it's meant to remind us of the joy that the world experienced at the birth of Jesus and how we should rejoice because he was born in the flesh. And last but not least, on the fourth week of Advent, we light the final purple candle to mark the final week of prayer and penance as we wait for the birth of our Savior. Because this candle symbolizes peace. For our Lord and Savior is the Prince of Peace. When all the candles are lit, then we're increasing the light around the wreath, the light around the altar, and symbolically, the light around the world. And you can feel the anticipation and the expectation build as we get closer to the birth. After all, Jesus is known as the light of what? The world. Because he came here to bring light to the world. Amen? Don't be afraid. You can say it. Just because Bishop is there, he's not saying anything, so you can say it. The Bible tells us that our Messiah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is on his way to bring to us a message of salvation and a promise of a brighter future. It's a much needed message that we need, especially in these trying times. We're in a world and at a point in time where a pandemic came through and put us to a halt almost for 2 years. Unemployment raged. Increases in prices and just about anything you have to purchase is about us. And death by just being in the wrong place at the wrong time is upon us. We need the love of God and the hope for a better and brighter future to be that much needed inspiration. See, we're told in Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 9:6 also tells us, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That is what we're supposed to look forward to. This is a message that was given to us by the prophet Isaiah over 700 years before the birth of Christ. Now let me tell you this, and let me repeat again, 700 years before the birth of Christ, we were given warning. We were given foreknowledge that God would be sending to us hope in the form of Jesus Christ. And it is definitely an inspiration, I'm quite sure, that they needed to hear back then. And thanks to God Almighty, because came, we hear and feel it now. And as we approach Christmas, it's something to remind us about, something that we need to know, something that we need to feel. A lot of people go through Advent season and don't realize what they're supposed to be really celebrating. They get so caught up in the commercialization of the season as they race to go and get a Black Panther action figure for Bobby or a baby alive doll for Rebecca. Then it's over and the season just leaves them feeling so empty. Like there's a hole that they can't fill with no amount of filler that they put up in there. But we shouldn't be surprised. Because when you take Christ out of Christmas, when it's, like we said, it's no longer called Christmas. It's Xmas. It's Happy Holidays. It's Enjoy Your Season. You'll definitely feel an emptiness that comes from the disappointment of God the Father and the lack of fullness of what was given to get us here by the death of Jesus Christ, our Son, his Son. My brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that my description of Advent is one that gets you just a little bit closer to understanding what we should be looking forward to as we slowly move toward that fateful day coming up on December 25th. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.